Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, December the 19th, 2025, 16 minutes past the hour. Last Friday before Christmas, a big Getaway Friday here. Do want to remind everybody, through the post office, two deadlines have passed. And we're getting right down to the nitty-gritty here. If you want to send something out for the holidays that will get there before the big Christmas day, your only option left at this point is the USPS Priority Mail Express service, and those packages and Christmas cards and so on and so forth have to be mailed out by December the 20th. That is tomorrow. So all we have left is USPS Priority Mail Express service, and the post office this year is celebrating, I believe, 250 years of service. Well, and I want to mention again, the Welsh family sent us a great Christmas card yesterday. Happy holidays. Pizza on Earth from the Welsh family. We thank them for that. And again, if you want to send us a Christmas card, if you put a note in there and a return address, we'll read it on the air, and we will put it here in the studio, and we'll get a card back out to you. The address is WGH Talk Radio, 685 Delaware Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302, Suite 110A. Again, that's WGH Talk Radio, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, right here in Marion. Roads are a little slippery this morning. The boulevard was very slippery. 95 and Delaware Avenue weren't bad at all, but be careful if you're out there. There are some slippery spots. I think we're going to have a special guest here in the studio this morning from 9:15 until 11. That should be a lot of fun. Now, last night was the big Christmas party special, and I hope you had a chance to listen. I want to thank the people at Donato's Pizza for being the big sponsor of that and supplying the food for that party last night. Donato's, great pizza. We had a group here last night, Mary Ellen Withrow, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, Glenn Coble, Linda Sims, Ed Pickett, Santa Claus was here. We had a great time, a lot of singing, a lot of fun. If you listened to it, I hope you had a great time. If anybody heard the special last night and would like to say anything, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, we read Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. I think that went okay. We did 'Twas the Night Before Christmas for the 12th time. That was our 12th Christmas special last night. I think that went okay. And then we had our singing hour. Now, there was a lot of trepidation going into the singing hour. And there always is, because none of us are singers, and we did not have any backup music last night. So the question was, how good are we going to be? And I have to say, except for possibly I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, I think we did pretty darn good last night. Maybe one of our best years, if not the best year, of singing Christmas carols. So I hope if you had a chance to listen to the special last night that you enjoyed it and had as much fun as we did. And I know there was a comment last year that it seemed like we were not having as much fun last year as we had had in past years. Well, we were definitely having fun last night. So I hope that translated through the radios last night, because we were laughing and having a good time and all was well. And I hope maybe it put you in the Christmas spirit. Now, the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to give us a buzz, please feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. We always enjoy hearing from the listening audience. We did get a Christmas card last night during the special, by the way, from the Buckeye guy, super fan as well. On the front of it, it's got ESPN Fan Hall of Fame. It's the Buckeye guy kissing the ESPN Fan Hall of Fame trophy. Then on the back, there's a lot of pictures of Buckeye Guy, caricatures, and all kinds of things. And it says, the Fifth Down Foundation, donations benefit the Salvation Army, Toys for Tots, Firefighters for Kids Toy Drive, P.O. Box 297746, Columbus, Ohio, 43230. So a very nice Christmas card from the Buckeye Guy, as well as the Welsh family. Okay, so again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If anybody has anything to say in regard to the Christmas celebration last night, if you did get a chance to hear it, or anything that's on your mind here this morning, this Getaway Friday, last Friday before Christmas, 6 days left to go. How about that? 740-383-9944. And I'm also so happy to report that we were able to put the studio back together in very short order last night, because we've got a lot of stuff in here right now. We've got the two big Christmas trees. We've got a little table that has a Grinch box meal from McDonald's on it. The Grinch cookies are on that table. Santa Claus is on that table. We have a Grinch cup on that table. We have some kind of basket here with garland and ornaments and all kinds of good Christmas stuff in it. We have the 4.5 foot, 5 foot Grinch in the studio in his Santa Claus outfit. So we had to do a lot of arranging last night to get everybody into the studio. And I'm glad that we were able to put it back in order. Now, we tried a new method last night for the Christmas party that we had never done for the Christmas party before, that we broke in during the anniversary party, in which we all kind of sat in a semicircle in folding chairs last night, and we passed around one microphone. I had a microphone, and then everybody else passed around a microphone. So I hope the audio quality was very good on the Christmas special last night. And again, if there's anybody out there who listened to the Christmas special last night, you can call in, you can tell us how we sounded, you can tell us, you can be critical if you want. How did the singing come across? And also, did everybody sound okay as we were having the conversations last night with Glenn and Santa Claus and Mary Ellen and Linda and Ed and Terry and Sean and Matt and the whole gang? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz here this morning. Now, Matt Morgan will be here soon. I don't know. I saw him last night at the Christmas party. He had done something with his hair last night. I noticed it during the Christmas party. If you were listening to it, you heard me make mention of this last night, that I think he washed his hair or he ran a comb through it. I don't know what he did, but he definitely was ready for the Christmas party last night. We'll have to ask him about that when he gets in here. He must have overslept this morning. Too much big fun at the Christmas party last night, but hopefully he'll be here very soon and we can chat with him about what happened last night at the party as well and what his take was on everything. Good pizza last night. Donato's really delivered last night. Very good stuff. We had sodas and all. It was a good old-fashioned Christmas party. All right, 740-383-9944, if there's anything on your mind this morning. I feel like we've got all the big things out of the way now. Fruitcake toss is out of the way. The Christmas party's out of the way here. And we've still got 6 days to go before Christmas. I'm definitely not done shopping. I haven't even begun to wrap anything, so I've got a long way to go to get ready for the Christmas holiday. I should mention next week, we will be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning. We won't be here next Thursday, that's Christmas Day, but we'll be back on Friday. And we will probably, I don't know why we wouldn't, we'll do our big Christmas Eve morning celebration that we do every year, in which we have eggnog in the studio. Now, I don't know who will be here Christmas Eve morning, but we have eggnog in the studio, and how should I put this? The eggnog tends to have something more in it than just egg and nog. It's a little more than egg and nog. And that's become a tradition here at the station as well. So as far as I know, that will happen next Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve morning. So get ready for that as well. Do want to mention that Ted Jolliffe and his wife Carol dropped off a classic Marion Star yesterday. I certainly do appreciate that. I love the old Marion Stars. Now this one is from Sunday, November the 8th, 1981. And what's interesting to me about this, I think I said this yesterday, it says right on the front of the paper that it was established October the 8th, 1877. October the 8th, 1877, which I guess is the established date of the Marion Star. It cost 50 cents back in 1981. But there really isn't much local news on the front page. I think there's only one local story on the front page, and basically it talks about the landfill alternative, and that's pretty much it. And if you go through the paper, there isn't a whole lot of local news. What they have, well, I'll tell you, the ads are interesting. Apparently there was a camera sale at JCPenney back in 1981. Let's see, what other ads were in this paper from 1981, some stores of Marion passed. Well, Kmart was having a big sale. Now, Kmart's slogan back in 1981 was the saving place. Apparently, they didn't save enough. Went out of business, unfortunately. I don't know how many years later, but didn't make it. Mays Jewelers had a big ad in this paper. The Brown House, remember the old great Brown House here in Marion? They had a big ad in this. Let's see what was going on at the Brown House in 1981. Well, they had their early week special. It was baked ham with scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, bread, and butter at the Brown House, which was open 5 to 10 p.m., 1 mile south of Marion, on Route 423. It was so sad a few years ago when the Brown House burned down. That was one of the real losses here in Marion, I think. Now, can anybody guess, as I knock an envelope on the floor, can anybody guess how much that meal cost at the Brown House in 1981? Okay, now the meal was baked ham with scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, bread and butter. And remember, the Brown House in those days was considered to be a high-end restaurant. That was one of those places you went that really had high-end food, people thought. So how much in November of 1981 would baked ham with scalloped potatoes, a tossed salad, and bread and butter have cost at the Brown House here in Marion? 740-383-9944. Who can get closest to this price? Because I think the price for this meal is very interesting, because we talk a lot about inflation and so on and so forth, and I think this really speaks to something here. Now, there's also, I guess there is another, well, there are some other local stories. I guess you have to get really inside the paper here. There's a story about Waldo pupils studying nature. OSUM students pick new Senate officers. And there's a story about Marion resident named to Mason's post. Perry Schuster. Perry Schuster of 934 Uncifer Avenue has been appointed District Deputy Grand High Priest for the 7th District of Royal Archmasons of Ohio. Schuster is the past high priest of Marion Chapter 682 Ram and belongs to Marion Lodge 70 F and AM, Marion Council 22 F, R and SM. So, does anybody remember Perry Schuster? He was named to a Mason's post. Now, back in these days, the news was not really as, what should we say? It was not really as, I don't know. It didn't take itself as seriously, I think, as we take ourselves now. There's a story in here about a brave cat. Are you ready for this? This is from LaRue. A LaRue family possibly was saved from injury or worse by its pet cat. About 3:30 a.m. Friday, the cat, which was sleeping in an upstairs bedroom, came down to the first floor and jumped onto the bed of Mr. and Mrs. David Fryman in their residence on Walnut Street in the village. Awakened, the Fryman smelled smoke and quickly discovered it was coming from their son's upstairs bedroom. They called the Scioto Valley Fire Department in LaRue, and firemen went to the scene and soon had the blaze extinguished. Fire Captain David Stallsmith said the fire caused only minor damage and no injuries. He says its cause was undetermined. So a cat saved a family in LaRue from a fire in 1981. Now think about that. Now that made the newspaper. Now it's kind of in the news and notes sections. It's not like it's a headline, but I think that's good. I think those things are important. I like a good story like that. Has anybody got a guess on this meal at the Brown House in 1981? Baked ham with scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, and bread and butter. How much would that meal have cost at the Brown House here in Marion in 1981, November of 1981? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Baked ham, scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, bread and butter. Who's got a guess? Now, there's also a section in this paper, Around and About Memory. Oh, now there's something in here about Christmas. Now, this is perfect. It says, for Christmas giving, give a Meadowbrook membership. Includes pool and tennis. Season, April to October. Discounts till November the 10th. Well, how about that? What else is in this Roundabout Marion section? In memory of our beloved mother, Marguerite Coates, who departed on November the 8th, 1980, is sadly missed by your loving daughters. Very nice. Let's see. In loving memory of Owen M. Cressup, who passed away November 8th, 1970, we think of you as one who sleeps all free from grief and pain and know the happy day will come when we shall meet again, wife Zoa Cressup and family. Well, you know, you don't get these things in the newspaper anymore. I guess that, I don't want to call that like a gossip column, but I guess that was kind of like a... I think they probably paid to put those ads in there, because at the end of all those little announcements, it just says ad. But it's kind of nice. Well, anyway, did anybody hear the Christmas special last night or anything on your mind this morning? 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. Definitely a little cooler than it was yesterday. I believe we were already up to about 40 degrees at this point. This morning we dipped back down to 23 degrees. What a weather week it's been. I think Monday I was in here, it was 5 degrees at this time. Tuesday, I think we got up to like 17. Wednesday, we were up in the 30s. Yesterday, I think we got pretty close to 40 at this time. And this morning, we're back down to 23, which I guess all that rain last night caused the slick roads that we have out there right now. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, maybe everybody's out Christmas shopping this morning. You know, I know that we are getting dangerously close to the Christmas holiday, and I know that as we get closer to that people start to panic. I do. They really do start to panic. All right, I think we got a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I have to chime in a little bit and report on the doings last night in the studio.
Oh, please do.
I think your big performer of the night was somebody that knew how to whistle.
He did do very well last night, did he not?
That would have been Matt Morgan. I thought he was so excited in letting everybody know his talent of whistling.
Marshmallow World.
Done a wonderful job. That the applaud come from you folks within the party, and that was the only applaud I heard. But just kidding about the applaud, you guys done well also. But Matt done that, and he, just the way he talked, he wanted to whistle another verse or two, and it didn't have room in the agenda there for him to do that, you know. But I wonder if Matt is listening or anything, or you could tell us if anybody in his family was whistlers, because that is an art to be able to whistle, especially and carry the tune of the way he talked. He could whistle about anything if you'd let him, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. When he gets in here, we'll have to ask him that.
Yeah, because now, in my family, my dad could whistle real loud, and then I had a sister-in-law. She could whistle real loud, but she took her fingers and put them up around her lips and whistled. And I mean, it was like a screaming siren going down the street with my dad, because when I was out playing in the neighborhood, per se, you didn't get very far away from your home, your own home on the street. And when he whistled, I knew I'd get my rear end in gear and get home right then, because he could whistle out. So I learned, well, I didn't learn, but I wanted to mock after my father, and I could whistle real loud. How about you, Scott? Could you whistle like a siren would be going down the street that loud?
You know, I could never whistle like that, but I can. I can do like, well, now see, my lips are dry this morning, but I can whistle some. I don't know if I could whistle a tune, though. I'm not as good as Matt is.
Yeah, he was loud and clear, and he was just the spur of the moment. No practice, no nothing. He just, and he carried the tune well, clear in there. I wonder if he'd be any relation to Whistler's mother.
You know, he could be. He could be.
Hey, I'll let you go. Yeah, you had a good show, Scott.
Hey, did you hear? Did everything come through okay last night?
Oh yeah.
Good.
Yeah, except for was picking on Glenn Coble. Let's just put the blame on Glenn Coble. He fumbled and knocked the mic around and stuff like that. But other than that, I thought Glenn and Linda done a good job. They're singing. You could hear them in there, and carrying a tune. They're both good singers. Yeah,
they're very good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time listening.
Yeah, it was good. So you take care and catch up with you later.
Hey, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's a good report. Yes, Matt did whistle last night. Marshmallow World, because his claim is that I guess he doesn't really like the song, but apparently it's a good song to whistle to. For whatever reason. But that's the claim on Marshmallow World. I can whistle, but, you know, it's I'm not good, like, I don't know if I could whistle a song, to be honest with you. Let's see if I can get a whistle going here this morning. Well, my whistler's a little dry this morning, talking a lot already, but that's okay. That's what we do here in the morning. Again, well, that wasn't bad, though, was it? Did the whistle sound okay out there for the listening audience? We'll try to do it again here. It's like birds whistling in the morning here on this Getaway Friday. I don't know what song that is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind this morning, feel free to call in 39 minutes past the hour. And Matt Morgan should be in here any time, although I haven't seen a message from him yet. He might be all partied out after last night with all that whistling and fun that went on. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Well, for crying out loud, I'm going to have to go back. down to McDonald's and get you another drink and get your Whistler all wet and stuff so you could present yourself a little better in what you're doing right there. But getting back to the drink, I wondered, did you drink that or were you still concerned about the water not tasting good?
No, I drank that yesterday.
Okay, and you know what I done, young man? I bought two iced coffees, and I said to myself, self, you know, if Scott dies, I might as well go with him. And here's an extra one, and whoever drinks that, they'll be with us. So just joking around, I wasn't worried about the drink. They said that they were serving it, and I served it. So I had two iced coffees, caramel flavor, and they went down the hatch real nice. Well, matter of fact, I got one left. I put it in the refrigerator, so I have it this morning. I lived, we're pretty close to 24 hours, and nothing happened to us yet, but it won't be caused, I don't think, by that drink if it would anything would happen, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. It's nice to know that if something would have happened, we would have gone out together.
Well, there was a good thing when you was talking yesterday, I caught it, and it was an ideal thing to really consider about. I know people said, well, how about later on in life and stuff, but you know the good thing that I heard, the hospitals and the safety people that we got, the firemen and the police and everything, they're on duty 24/7 all the time, and the state patrol and the sheriff. Now you know all those people, they're there, and probably half of them didn't even per se really pay any attention to about what they heard. They were satisfied that the water was safe. So if it was really bad, they'd all been sick, and we'd have had an outburst in the hospital, couldn't handle everybody. Just here in our small community of Marion City, let's just put it Marion City, not county, but just Marion City. And, what are we talking about, 36,000 people?
36,000, yeah.
Everybody gets up and uses the toilet and brushes their teeth and showers and everything, like you say.
Right. If there would have been a real problem, everybody would have been asking Santa Claus for Pepto-Bismol.
Really, the big thing would be right across from your studio, they'd have to get the spray cans on their body because their skin would be all messed up.
Oh, I'll tell you what. She was actually here last night during the Christmas party. They were doing a spray tan next door, and I offered her some pizza. She had some pizza. She came in, and we talked a little bit. I found out that her main office is actually out of Delaware. This is a satellite office here in Marion. But after the first of the year, she is going to come on and explain this whole spray tan thing to us.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. And the satellite part. Well, I can understand that, Scott. If you go over there, you'll glow as you walk around Marion. You'll be on a satellite-like glowing, like the unidentified flying objects, right?
Well, you know what? It's my New Year's resolution now to be spray tanned for the year 2026. I am going to look like I just stepped out of a cabana in Florida or California. I'm going to look better than all here in Marion.
And you know what? I think you're going to have an encouragement on your biceps of handling those fruitcakes.
Well, that's true. I'm in better physical condition just picking up and down those fruitcakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fruitcakes is a big thing of your physique would look, oh, my goodness. You'd be probably walking down the beaches of California kicking sand in some of them guys' face, wouldn't you?
Oh, I certainly would. Down there on Muscle Beach, Venice
have
Beach.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, there you go. Ted drank a water-based a product yesterday, and so did I, and we're here to tell the story 24 hours later. But that story's dying down, which tells you something. about where that story was in the beginning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, last Friday before Christmas. Still no sign of Matt Morgan yet, but, you know, sometimes he gets all partied out. He'll be in here at some point, and we have a special guest for the next 2 hours. 9:15 until 11 o'clock this morning, and that should be a lot of fun for everybody, so stay tuned. We're going to have that coming up in the next two solid hours. Nobody's got the guests yet here. I'm really interested to see if anybody can come close. Now, remember, this is from a November 1981 Marian Star presented to me yesterday by Ted and Carol Jolliffe, which I appreciate. I love stuff like this. The meal would have been baked ham with scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, bread, and butter. How much would that have cost in November of 1981 at the Brown House here in Marion, which was considered to be a high-end restaurant in those days? 740-383-9944. And you know what's sad? When I look at this paper, the Brown House ad has a picture of the old Brown House on it. And it's, I just remember when that caught fire. When was that? Late, like 2016, 17, 18, somewhere in there. And the building, this beautiful, beautiful building, even long after the Brown House had left there, was just in disarray. And I still don't know what caused that fire. That's been a while ago. I think they said electrical or something like that. But it was such a beautiful building, and I know they still had events there where people would cater the events and so on and so forth. It was sad to lose that. In any event, how much would a baked ham meal with scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, bread and butter have cost in November of 1981? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. We had the big shindig last night here.
I had the big go to sleep early last night here.
Oh, you missed our singing.
It sounds like you had a nice time, though.
We did. We had a fun time, yes.
I'm going to guess your meal was about $5.
You're close. You're a little high, as they say in Price is Right World.
Okay, between 4 and 5?
Between 4 and 5.
Okay, how about $4.75?
You're still a little high.
$4.50?
Still a little high.
$4.25.
Now, think about that.
Well, I was thinking that's actually a kind of a pricey meal for back then because that was a nice place. So I was trying to put it together in my head. That's why I went with $5 because that would have been a sort of upscale meal price when I was about 3 years old.
Well, I just think it's fascinating that you're exactly right. The Brown House was considered an upscale restaurant, and you could get
sirloin. Is what it became, correct?
Right. Became the Scotch and sirloin and then some other things. But the meal is not a cheap meal. Baked ham, it's meat, scalloped potatoes, tossed salad, bread and butter, all for $4.25. So you do talk about inflation because today
meal... But minimum wage was, what, $2 or something?
Probably in that neighborhood. But yeah, how much do you think that meal would cost today in a price... Like, let's say, what's comparable...
$15. I would say there's nothing comparable like that around here as far as fine dining. So if you went to a fine dining restaurant and had, I mean, you would probably have more than salad and scalloped potatoes. You'd probably have other sides, but I'd say that would probably be a $25, $30 meal. It wouldn't be considered upscale anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you could grab that at Bob Evans type thing.
You could, but I'm just trying to think of a restaurant around here that would
Christmas
be...
Christmas ham used to be a big deal. My grandma used to love it when we would take her out at Christmas time and for ham.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what's... Well, you know what's interesting? This Around About Marion column also fascinates me because it's just little blips. It's essentially a gossip column, but it's not what a New York gossip column would be, but it's just people remembering their loved ones who... I mean, this one family, the guy was dead in 1970, and this paper was in 1981, just remembering him, but it's also talking about, memberships for the Christmas holiday.
It's kind of this and that, sort of thing.
And also, I love that. Did you hear the story about the cat?
No, I missed that one.
It's very short, so I'll read. It's worth reading again for somebody who's just tuning. Now, this was in the newspaper, and now, again, it's not a whole story, but it's just a little this and that story. It's a LaRue family possibly was saved from injury or worse by its pet cat. About 3:30 a.m. Friday, the cat, which was sleeping in an upstairs bedroom, came down to the first floor and jumped onto the bed of Mr. and Mrs. David Fryman in their residence on Walnut Street in the village. Awakened, the Fryman smelled smoke and quickly discovered it was coming from their son's upstairs bedroom. They called the Scioto Valley Fire Department in LaRue, and the firemen went to the scene and soon had the blaze extinguished. Fire Captain David Stallsmith said the fire caused only minor damage and no injuries. He said the cause is undetermined. So the cat saved the lives of the Fryman family in 1981 over in LaRue.
How cool was that? Now, I think it was the movie Child's Play. I don't remember, but in that movie, cats would lay on your chest and steal your breath while you were sleeping. So that's how they became immortal. But I guess that's a totally different cat. That they got the life-saving cat. The Fryman did so good for them, but that's an astounding story. It really is.
Well, it is, but you know, it's stories like that that today nobody would even give up because they would think it's not news, and no news source would probably print it because it would be considered trivial. And also, I don't know, in our click world, I don't know if people would click on that because salacious gets the clicks, and that certainly is not salacious.
I think if you phrased the headline correctly, cat saves family from house fire.
Well, this headline is brave cat. Brave cat.
I would probably need to click and see how brave the cat was, exactly what it did, what heroics it took to save its family.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, hey, by the way, I don't think I mentioned this yesterday. After the conversation we had the other day about memes and so on and so forth, one of our devoted listeners out there, who I appreciate quite a bit, sent me a meme within an hour of getting off the air that morning. And I want to find it here so I don't get it wrong, but I'm going to use this meme. But it says,
when are you going to set up your Venmo? Sorry, go ahead with your meme.
I know we're going to have to get the Venmos, though. It's love your talk radio, and the O in your has a microphone in it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you definitely need to start rocking that.
Well, we're going to have to get the swag
and
together.
And the WGH page. Yeah, we need to rebrand, Spears. We need to update, rebrand. That should be your profile picture on the page, unless you're particularly fond of your little microphone that you've already got.
No, I like that, and I'm just trying. When I got that, I'm just trying to figure out exactly what I'm going to do with it.
Love your city.
Love your talk radio.
Love your drinkery. Love your whatever neighbor. Love your talk radio.
Oh, and by the way, I do want to mention, I don't know if it's going to happen over the weekend or not, but I was informed that the results of the fruitcake toss and some kind of story about it are apparently going to appear. It'll probably be online, but it will be in the paper edition, I think, of the Marion Star, probably either Saturday or Sunday.
I'm telling you what, you're big timing now, Spears. Big timing.
You know what's funny about that is that I think it was done by AI again, but I got a little preview, just like the first line of it, because they did check with me to make sure that the throws were right, because I did tell them, and not that I was...
verified the facts.
Well, you know why that is. It's because I did drop an email to Abby after the first article ran, just because Brian did not throw for 72 feet. He threw for 68 the first year, and I just did, because that would have been a record. So, but it was fine. I mean, it wasn't like any angry thing. So I think they just wanted to verify that the throws were right.
You didn't pull a get your facts straight before you start talking about my stories?
No, because I knew she didn't write it. It was AI, and I understand that. Yeah.
I think she's very nice, and now that she's become more acclimated to the area, I think she's doing a very good job with the news.
Oh, and that's what, and I wasn't going to bring that up, but I put that in the note as well. I said, I think you're doing some very good stories as of late, and I applaud you.
Yes, hats off to Abby from the Marion Star.
Imagine that. People from the media getting along with each other. Could that ever happen?
Stop it.
You know what's sad? I'm going to get to what you want to say.
No, please. I want to hear what's sad.
No, you know what's sad is I got a private message the other day from somebody who has been in the media in Marion a long time. I'm on and off, but I'm going to say probably 25, 30 years. And basically all they had to say was, what happened to media? Why are media groups trashing other media groups? And essentially they said, I can't operate in this anymore because I won't do that.
Locally, is it really media trashing media, though? Or is it Facebook, social quote on media, wannabes trashing actual news outlets?
I can only say they did not say which media groups they were talking about. They didn't even say that it had anything to do with me. They just, because I know them, I've known them for quite a while, and they just basically said, I can't believe that this is what we've come to in Marion, Ohio. I can't believe that and basically was saying, I don't know if I can operate in this after 30 years anymore because it's so awful. He said,
the fan club has now started accepting Venmo donations. Somebody
really? So they're...
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
They have expenses to meet Sean's $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
Yep, $1,000 a month. They've got time invested in travel and infrastructure and et cetera, and they don't want to be beholden to anyone.
You know, that's an interesting philosophy. Well, maybe, would you send me $1,000 if we put a Venmo out there so we won't have to be beholden to anybody?
I can't promise the whole $1,000, but I will contribute.
Well, you know, listen, I do understand. Listen, sponsors do want a certain amount of control, so I get that. But I also, what is a news organization? Is this a group helping the community or not? I guess you have to ask yourself that. You know what? I have to say...
If you find that beneficial, then you'll contribute to it, correct? I mean, if you find value in that, not you, if people find value in that, then they will contribute.
Yeah, I would think that
kind of like
much,
PBS.
Right. And I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with doing something like that here because, you know, there are expenses, and it's nice not to be
behind. But you actually have expenses. Like, you can prove to us that you have phone line and, you know, computers
office.
And office. I've been there. I've seen it with my own eyeballs.
Yeah.
And you even let us serve fruitcakes out back.
Absolutely. And
but
you know,
real quick to touch on, did you see that the city screwed up the payroll and that people were missing $500 and $600 off their paychecks?
I did see that before Christmas. I did see that, unfortunately.
Isn't that awful?
You know, it's a shame, and I'm not sure what's causing it, but
it's the computers. It's the software, and I don't understand why they're having such hiccups with it. I've used it for years in the past. But I also know that the auditor's office is overworked and understaffed right now. Maybe getting rid of the person who actually did payroll wasn't the best of ideas.
You know what I don't understand? There are two things I don't understand, and I'm going to come at this from a completely different perspective. If the auditor is overwhelmed, which I know she must be, does she ever reach out to city council people or the mayor's office and say, listen, I'm really under the gun here. I need some help. Or doesn't she do that because she's afraid they would criticize her for that?
Probably. Okay. And, but I've said before, you know, Twyla Lang will sit up there and show her behind about not getting a hold of the IRS. I know from personal experience, I had to get transcripts not too long ago, and I was on the phone with them for almost 3 hours. So why doesn't someone just sit up there on her office phone and Tyler Lyon could sit on hold for her for 3 hours until somebody gets on there, and then Miranda can handle it while she does something else.
Well, and also the other perspective is, instead of criticizing, everybody in town, not even in city government, is aware there's problem in that office. When something like this would come about, do they go running down to that office and say, what can I do? You know,
right, instead of just criticizing?
Instead of just being critical, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What can I do to help?
What can I do? You know, let's get these people their pay. What can I do? I understand we've got problems here, but we're the city. We need to work together. Let's do it. So, you know, that's unfortunate. And I do want to get a shout out here in the first hour because we were talking about this Venmo thing. I think what downtown Marion's doing, I'll give credit to Alan.
Yes. that
they are trying to self-fund, and I think that's very enterprising. And I think my Cubs cap is tipped to the Pete Allen, who I think is spearheading that, and the people of downtown Marion. I think that's a tremendous thing.
And if people find value in that, then they will contribute,
And it is worthwhile to a lot of people.
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but just back to our buddies that set up the QR code for Venmo. If people find value in it, they will contribute.
Now, is this money going to be used to file lawsuits?
Research and overhead.
Oh,
and
okay.
Expenses, and they don't, you know, they don't want to be beholden to anyone. They've lost sponsorship in the past because of it. And
They had sponsorship.
Yeah,
well, God bless
them. They had sponsorship in the past, and because they wanted to tell the truth, they lost it, and they don't want to have to do that anymore.
Well, you know, the things you run into, what can you do?
To live in fantasy land, Spears.
To live and learn. Well, hey, thanks for being out there, and the show continues after the break.
Looking forward to the guests.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Read it, maybe others will read it too, is the answer to your question. What is it about Christmas? And it's directed toward an 8-year-old child.